It's time for the big interview.
What is going on here? I demand an explanation.
The big names, the big news, the biggest stories, the next big thing. What's the big deal? It's the big interview.
It's the big stuff. You talking to me?
Who do you think you are?
We have a big show for you tonight.
Money Life brings you the big thinkers, top experts, the brightest minds.
I don't know how to put this, but kind of a big deal.
And plenty of time to swim in their brain fluid.
Oh, my.
So listen and learn and enjoy the big interview.
The eyes of the nation are on us right now.
Whatever. Fun will now commence.
Well, today, I suppose, you know, when you start to talk about subjects like volatility, I'm never sure that they are fun. But we're going to have our fun talking about volatility and the market, particularly in light of the fact that this weekend we crossed over the fifth anniversary of the start of the current bull market, the five-year-old bull market now. And we're going to have this discussion with David Tannehill. He is the director of the investment research group at Regions Bank. If you want more information, it is regionsbanknews.com. And if you just want to get the news, well, it's at Regions News. And one of the reasons you want to either follow them on Twitter at Regions News or go to the website is that they do their weekly Regions Wealth Management economic and market commentary. David contributes to that. Their stuff was very interesting last week, and that's part of what we're going to talk about. David Tannehill, welcome to Money Life.
Thank you, Chuck. Thank you for having me.
Your commentary last week was really talking about, is volatility back? And, you know, we're at that spot where I think people forgot what volatility felt like to a great extent, with the exception of, oh, it takes something extraordinary. I mean, last year we had this great up year, and although Ben Bernanke said some stuff that sent the market tumbling a little bit, short of something extraordinary like that, it really felt like volatility was gone. Are we now at a spot where, especially with this bull market being this long in the tooth, volatility is how we're going to make our money?
I think that's a real possibility. You know, volatility as represented by the VIX index is still rather low. It's about 14. But as you know, during the crisis, it got up as high as 80 and actually peaked at almost 90, which is really an outlier. But in terms of a fear gauge, we think that this is a useful measure, particularly when it gets over, oh, I would say about 20 as a measure. And that at that point, it becomes interesting to use as possibility of increasing your allocations to equities. Right now, as I mentioned, we're down around 13 or 14 on the VIX, so there doesn't seem to be a lot of fear out there for the moment. The markets are stretched. You can look at P.E. ratios. For the S&P 500, we're around 17 times. That's a bit above normal, but it's not out of line completely. You know, it seems like we're getting priced towards, you know, perfection. And, you know, any kind of news event might really change the markets and increase volatility. We've had global things going on, particularly in Ukraine. The VIX actually spiked up briefly on that news. Today it's settled back down. But, you know, that's sort of our opinion on this.
Okay. So as we're looking at the volatility measure and, again, the VIX, one of the things you said, well, as volatility rises, that's when you want to be looking at buying. How do people get to where they can say, okay, everybody else is scared, now I'm not going to be?
Well, there's no absolute number to on the VIX to look at there, but you know, we think that when the ratio gets to 20 or higher, those might present opportunities to think about adding to exposures. There's no numerical number to use, and this is one of many quivers that you might use in your one of many arrows that you might use in your quiver to decide whether to increase or decrease your exposure to equities, along with valuations and economic trends.
Okay. So now let's talk about valuations and economic trends. Thanks for giving me the nice, easy segue.
Sure.
Because we are at a point where the bull market is 5 years old.
Right. And we're up 190% plus or minus since, 5 years ago.
Okay. So almost 200% from the last 5 years. Of course, that was off a period where the market had lost about 50% in about 15 months.
Right.
But still, more than enough to have the kind of recovery you need and be in positive territory. The question is, you're not seeing a lot of fear. You're not necessarily seeing much other than the random headline about something like Ukraine that makes you believe the U.S. economy is about to suddenly turn and things are going to change. I've had experts on who have been saying they see the bull market continuing for a while. But the question is, how much are the valuations squeezed so that, great, you got a bull market, but what you saw in the last couple of years, that 200% almost gain in 5 years, yeah, it's going to be more like, hey, congratulations, bull market. You keep going and you got me 6 or 8%.
Right. You know, we think mid single digit type total returns for equities going forward is reasonable to expect at this point. Corporate earnings are very strong. They continue to be strong. The economy continues to muddle along, improve gradually. Employment numbers, there was an employment number today, look reasonably good and continue to improve. The housing market has yet to recover in a big way, but is trending better. And, these things we think will continue to support equities, but we just don't see having huge gains like we've had the past 5 years.
So as you frame expectations for folks, you still have people that are getting in off of the sidelines. You know, they weren't able to conquer their fears 5 years ago.
Right.
There was no, you know, hey, let's drop the flag, raise the light and say, here it is. Here's the start. If they're not fully engaged up to this point, if they have been holding back, how much do they hold back in this environment?
Well, I mean, you know, that's a tough question. And it is one of the hardest decisions to make when the markets are way down and the VIX is high and there's blood in the streets. It's a hard decision to make to actually add to equities. And, you know, it seems really easy when, you know, everything's complacent, markets are going up to add to equities. We would still continue to add to equities in this environment, but be very cautious and we'd be opportunistic.
Okay. Are there certain sectors or areas that are going to lead the way, or is it, hey, we're seeing a bull market that we call for the whole market, so ride the tidal wave that we've seen there?
Chuck, I'm not going to be able to answer on specific sectors, but, we think the equity markets in general would be a good place to be relative to bonds.
And what about a mix internationally versus domestic?
We are neutral international versus domestic.
When you say neutral, as far as you're concerned, you'd also be just as happy to get your international exposure by buying U.S. multinationals. Is that a...
Yes, yes. And particularly on international developed.
Without actually asking, that helps to answer the Ukraine question.
Yes.
For investors looking back, was the response, what should they have learned from their own response to what happened through the financial crisis and up to the start of the bull market? Because what we see with the five-year anniversary is that all that bad, all of the evils of the financial crisis are now out of five-year track records. Mm-hmm. Everybody's five-year track record looks fabulous. And mutual fund companies, they're all selling it on that basis. What should investors keep in mind as the lasting lesson now that we've moved away and it's not so painful?
Be a long-term investor. Don't let fear drive your investment decisions, and don't let the bull market, what is the bright word for this? Don't let the bull market convince you that things will continue as they are forever.
Okay. So ultimately what we're really saying is go back and have a plan, and I take it very interesting. What you've said here is, you know, hey, we expect the bull market to continue. Oh, by the way, have a plan in case it doesn't, and have a plan in case it does.
Exactly.
And does that plan ever change regardless of market conditions? I mean, how often, if it's that kind of a plan, hey, I've got it for whatever, when do you decide you're going to change it and what makes you change it?
Well, every client's going to be different. It depends upon their financial situation, where they are in their stage of life. And so, those would be considerations. You know, we might make tactical calls from time to time as valuations dictate between stocks and bonds and different segments of those asset classes.
But ultimately, it is again, take a look, and most of it is tweaking around the edges. It's keeping everything intact at the core of your portfolio?
Correct.
Okay. Well, very, very interesting stuff. David Tannehill, thanks so much for joining me on Money Life. I really appreciate your help and your time.
Thank you, Chuck, for having me.
David Tannehill is Vice President of the Investment Research Group. He is Vice President and Director of the Investment Research Group for Regions Bank. If you want more information, it is regionsbanknews.com at Regions News on Twitter. And I promise, David, if we have you back again in the future, I will not make the same mistakes on your title every single time I happen to mention
it. Ah, damn it.
Hey, there's much more to go on the March the 10th edition of Money Life. We're heading for trouble next. It's the Danger Zone with David Trainer, and then the Money Life Market Call. Chuck Carlson from the Drip Investor and Horizon Investment Services when the March the 10th edition of Money Life continues.